Now what is going to take place? Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. Boaz said unto the elders and to all the people, your witnesses this day, that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, all that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife. He's redeemed her, you see, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Your witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem, and let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth. She was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And this one, by the way, the little one was named Obed. That's what they called him. And Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. And that little one was the grandfather of David. And Ruth was the great-grandmother of David. And she's also in the line that led to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is an illustration of the kinsman redeemer. It's an illustration of the love side of our redemption. There are several things we see now about a kinsman redeemer. A kinsman redeemer, he must be a near kinsman. Well, that's quite obvious, I think, to all of us. But the Lord Jesus Christ, you see, he never got the name Jesus until he was born down here. He could never save his people from their sins till he came down here. And the writer to the Hebrews says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. And then in Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5, we're told, and when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He is our kinsman redeemer. He knows you today and he knows me today because he came down here a human being and he knows us. A kinsman must be willing to redeem. Well, certainly Boaz was willing. He wanted to redeem. And you and I have a kinsman redeemer who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. And then the third thing is, he must be able to redeem. He must be able to redeem. Now, I have a notion that maybe Naomi had some poor relatives. Most of us do. In fact, I'm poor kinfolks myself. But I imagine they came over to see her when she got back to Bethlehem. They brought a handkerchief as big as a bed sheet, and they dampened it up. The fact they had it wringing wet when they left. They just sympathized with her and all that. But they weren't able to help her. They said, you know, we've lost our property too. You know, you and I must have a kinsman redeemer who is able to redeem. He must be one free to redeem us. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, and he could say, which of you convinceth me of sin? The prince of this world cometh, and he findeth nothing in me. Well, he was not contaminated with sin. When he was born, holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners, and he was that sacrifice that when he was put on that cross, he was made sin for us who knew no sin. And he alone was able to pay the price. No other man. You can't redeem me. I can't redeem you. We can't even redeem ourselves. We're all sinners. It's just like throwing a lifeline from the top deck to the lower deck when a ship is going down. And the old ship of humanity and civilization is going down. And there are a lot of nice boys up on the top deck throwing us lifelines today. Well, sociology, religion, and all that sort of thing. But I tell you, the top deck's going down also. They had to be one come down from heaven. And he told Nathaniel, he says, you're going to see heaven open and angels ascending and descending on the Son of God. He is that ladder, not thrown from humanity, but came out of heaven. And the voice said, this is my beloved Son, hear him. He is our kinsman redeemer. Oh, friends, what a Savior we have today. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.